It's time for Coach's Corner on Dakota's Best AM 1390 KJAM and AmazingMadison.com. Here are your hosts, Paul and JJ.
And good evening to all here on Dakota's Best AM 1390 and also those joining us online at AmazingMadison.com. It is the return of Coach's Corner just a little bit after 6 o'clock here on AM 1390. It's been a while since we've been on the air. Of course, you're back here with Paul Vold once again here on Dakota's Best AM 1390. Flying solo tonight, JJ having to take care of some fatherly duties. A lot of changes since our last show. I can't even remember. It's been that long. I think since about mid-November or so was our last show. And, well, quite a bit has happened in that time. We'll talk about that coming up here a little bit later. On a personal note, JJ, of course, he had a baby in March. So, of course, you know, father duties have to come over before the show as well. Him and his wife, Jenna, welcome to baby boy Parker, born on March 11th as well. Personally, myself, I got married in May. So there's been a lot of changes here in the last, 6 months or so here at the station and also in our personal lives as well. Well, we got another great show lined up for you here in the return of Coach's Corner here on Dakota's Best AM 13 Live. We are live from the KJM studios in downtown Madison. Me running the controls tonight, so if some things go a little snafu, don't try and blame me too much as well. We got a couple guests in studio. Right as we speak, we are joined with Madison girls head tennis coach Rob Graham joining us here in studio. And thanks for coming on the show, Coach. It's been a while.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Great to be here.
Absolutely. You know, we've had you on the show in the past. You know, we had talked about, I think it was about this time last year we had you on the show. And we talked for a little. Yeah, it was definitely one of the early shows, so we were working out a lot of kinks in the start of the process as well. But, you know, your team, I was looking at the schedule here before the show and everything, and you guys are pretty close, if not at the halfway point of the season already, and you started about mid-August or so is when the girls' tennis season kicked up, you know, and then you're at this point of the season, you know, just kind of looking back at the start of the year, you know, just how things have been going for your team to start off your 2017 season.
Yeah, like you said, we started in mid-August or so. They had a couple weeks of practice, and then we went out to Rapid City. They actually added a game out there, so we played five matches out there, and then we came back here. We actually had eight matches in the first 8 days of tennis. So we played a lot of tennis. Got a really young team this year, but the girls have been working hard and they're playing really well. I mean, for how young we are, we're really knocking it out of the park. We're winning a lot of matches. The matches that we're not winning are really close. So we're right in there.
Yeah, you had talked about, you know, you have a young team this year. Just looking at your team's roster, you got two juniors as the experienced ones out of the group, and they also got a handful of sophomores and also a lot of freshmen working in on your team as well. You know, just looking at this young team, you know, with the group that you have, you know, with some of the growing pains that go along with kind of the transition into high school tennis, you know, what are some of the advantages and disadvantages that you have with this young team, with this group that you have this year?
Well, we started out 5 years ago. We had just freshmen and sophomores. It was pretty brutal. But, you know, as they get older, it's been great. 2 years ago, we had three seniors. Last year, we had four girls graduate. So this year, we're kind of back to the younger team with, you know, freshmen, sophomores, and some juniors. It's tough. You got to really fight for your matches. It's a lot easier when you've got some seniors with a little experience to carry the team. But we're doing well. The girls are playing hard. They're working hard. They're working hard in their matches, and so it's been nice.
Yeah, you talked about, you know, the competitive nature of your teams. You know, looking at some of the other teams that you go up against as well, just looking at this point of the season, you know, how do they kind of translate with their skill set going up against some of these older and experienced, you know, teams and players as, you know, kind of the season progresses for your team?
Well, we just try to work on our form. We, you know, try not to concentrate too much on wins and losses. We try to think about our strokes and concentrating on, you know, where to put the ball and, you know, try to win stroke by stroke, point by point, and not worry so much about the match score. And it usually comes out pretty well for us. A lot of other girls have a lot of pressure on them. We try to stay away from that and just focus on, you know, each stroke. Trying to concentrate on your form, getting the topspin, getting the slices, working on your volleys. Nobody volleys like Madison.
This is very true. If we've learned anything from tennis experience on the boys' side, for sure, the boys' tennis team last year doing fairly well. Say Kevin Shaun, making it all the flight one singles. But getting back to your team as well, with your younger team, we're gonna be keeping our eyes on some of these younger players as they progress through their high school careers. Just looking at your team, mention a couple of people. Who are some other players that we should be keeping our eyes on as the rest of the season moves on, and also for years to come for your team?
Our Morgan Ray is flight one. She's playing really well. She's got a winning record. CC Graham's at two. Again, most of the girls are coming in with winning records. Our two doubles team is really strong. Our one doubles team is strong as well. The one doubles competition is pretty fierce. Two doubles were actually knocking it out of the park. Maya and Lily are doing well. Evelyn's playing flight six. Our three doubles are really moving around well. So everybody's got some wins under their belt, and we're 7-7 at this point in the season. So we're pretty happy with that.
Yeah, and you have to be pretty happy with the team that you have, and also halfway through your season, you head into the 2-day tournament in Brandon coming up this weekend, and I believe that they play in an indoor facility, or you guys will be playing outdoors this coming weekend.
No, we always play outdoors unless it rains, and okay. Then sometimes they'll move us in. But we always stay outdoors unless there's a weather problem.
Okay, I was gonna ask about the difference between playing indoor and outdoor as well, because I remember with state tennis in the spring. They had some indoor, some outdoor as well. When it rains, it kind of puts a damper on things as well.
Well, with the boys, they start in the spring. Sometimes you get some really cold days.
This is true. This is very true.
Or whatever. So a lot of times they'll move in early in the season. Sometimes the girls will move in a state tournament, because you get some rain or something late in the season. So.
Yeah, and you head to the tournament this weekend in Brandon. Who are going to be a few teams that you're going to be facing this weekend, and things that your girls are going to have to work on to be successful at this tournament coming up?
Well, the Brandon invite's typically pretty big. They bring in a lot of schools from everywhere. Since we added all those schools earlier in the year, we've actually knocked down to just playing Yankton this weekend, because we've already played everybody else.
Okay.
Like I say, we've already got 14 games in. We're playing Yankton. Yankton's got a good team. They got a bunch of seniors back. They played really well last year, so we expect that to be a good matchup for us. We should play pretty well with them. I mean, get a lot of long rallies, and see how that goes. And then next week, come back. We head back down to Vermilion. And I think we play Watertown. Watertown's always tough. I think they have 50 girls out for tennis, so they're big school with a lot of just a lot of numbers. So it's always tough to play them.
Yeah, definitely, and especially with the coming to the middle portion of your season, I'm sure there's going to be a lot more meets coming up. I was looking at the schedule too. Some of them kind of quick, back to back to back kind of meets, and then you get a little break in there, and then you go back to scheduling wise for your team. How do you kind of keep the girls fresh as the season progresses? With some of these meets that go, you get like two or three in 1 week, then you get one in 1 week or something like. How does the regimen and also some of kind of the conditioning that goes into that to keep the girls going throughout this season?
Yeah, it's we try to have some fun practices and play some fun games, but when you play a triangular, you got to play two schools, so you're playing singles and doubles, so you really can't do much the next day. You have to recover, and then a lot of times you're either playing the next day or you're getting ready for the match the next day. So we haven't had a lot of fun practices, but we're having fun playing the games and playing the matches. So it's been great. But like you say, we got some breaks coming up here where we'll be able to back off and work on some fundamental things, and then go back and do some fun things in practice to try to improve on a few things and get ready for the state tournament. So he's only 4 weeks away, I think.
Yeah, with it only being 4 weeks away, you got 4 weeks until state tournament, and then that's when things start getting really serious too, these next couple weeks heading to state as well. Kind of wrapping things up here, just to keep the keep things steady here for your team. What are some things that your team is going to have to keep doing the right way, and also keep progressing in the right direction heading towards the state tournament?
Well, we got to keep working on our topspin, keep bringing our rackets up. We got to keep working on our volleys. The main thing is just keep moving, keep our feet active, and you know, try hard, you know, which the girls do. So, you know, with all those things, if we can focus on those, we should do pretty well.
Absolutely. Coach Rob Graham from Madison High School Tennis joining us here in studio here on Coach's Corner. Coach, thank you so much for coming on. We appreciate your time, and best of luck to you and your team throughout the rest of the season.
Well, thanks for the invite. Glad to be here.
Absolutely. Coach Rob Graham joining us here in studio. Currently 6:18 our time here on Dakota's Best AM 1390. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to take a recap of everything that we missed in the sports world, you know, not just local, but also in the national sports scene coming up. A lot of things that we need to cover. And also coming up later, we'll have Dakota State University head football coach Josh Anderson joining us in studio. He'll bring a couple of players as well. Of course, this is Coach's Corner on Dakota's Best AM 1390 and also available online at AmazingMadison.com. We'll be right back. This is Coach's Corner on AM 1390.
Your local Helena in Madison offers options for nearly every input used in production agriculture, including fertilizers, seeds from Wensman and NK, crop protections, agri-intelligent precision programs, and many other producer services. Their sales reps are knowledgeable experts and provide solutions that give growers the best return on investment, and their custom applications are safe, efficient, and make sure the job gets done right. Helena of Madison is proud to support area farmers. Give the folks at Helena a call today, 605-256-396. 73 Helena of Madison, people, products, knowledge. Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in seed technology, as well as plant protection and nutrition. Wilbur Ellis, located in Chester, South Dakota, providing AsGrow and DeKalb brands, various field applications, and local plot data, can provide you with expert advice for your acres. Grow smart and reduce loss. Let Wilbur Ellis address your challenges. Contact your Wilbur Ellis representative at 489-2171. At Wilbur Ellis, they never stop looking ahead.
How fun would it be if you could magically turn a $20 bill into a $50 bill? Well, listen up, because your credit union is about to show you how. In the month of September, withdraw cash from any Dakota Land Federal Credit Union Advantage ATM, and a random number of users will receive a $50 bill instead of a $20. Thousands of dollars will be given away, and you too might magically be a winner. Check out DakotaLandFCU.com to find a convenient Dakota Land ATM location near you.
Did you know that the quality of a first calf heifer's colostrum is considerably less than that of a cow? For this reason, that second ScourGuard 4KC vaccine is especially important. This shot needs to be given 2 to 3 weeks prior to calving in both heifers and cows to boost the quality and antibody content of the colostrum they'll produce. Twin Lakes Animal Clinic and the Howard Animal Clinic know that producing that healthy calf starts long before it actually hits the ground. Stop in with any pre-calving questions you may have at Twin Lakes of Madison and the Howard Animal Clinic.
Heartland Consumer Power District would like to wish the Madison Bulldogs good luck this season. This is Casey Crabtree, Heartland's Director of Economic Development. I'm excited to work with businesses here in Madison to help them grow and thrive. If you're looking to expand your business or are in need of low-interest financing, give me a call at 256-6536. Heartland is proud to deliver reliable energy and services to the city of Madison. We believe in the power of forward thinking and want to be your trusted community partner and leader in our industry. Good luck, Bulldogs.
Carter Williams Insurance in Madison would like to wish the Madison Bulldogs good luck in this game and the best of luck to all student athletes at Madison High School. Protect your tomorrow. Trust Carter Williams Insurance with all your insurance needs. Carter Williams Insurance is a proud supporter of the Madison community and the Madison Bulldogs. Carter Williams Insurance, your number one Bulldog fan.
Six 16 currently our time on Dakota's Best AM 1390 KJAM. Back here with Paul Vold once again live in studio. It is Coach's Corner, the return of Coach's Corner, and back in studio here in the KJAM studios in downtown Madison. Flying solo tonight, JJ having to take care of the little one back at home. That's perfectly all right. So you get to listen to me ramble on for, say about an hour or so. We're going to have a few more people coming in here in studio coming up just a little bit later. We'll have head coach for Dakota State University Trojan football, Josh Anderson, joining us here in studio along with a couple of players. But right now, we're going to cover some things that we missed in our time off from our last coach's show all the way up until this current moment as we sit here, 6:17 our time here on AM 1390. So going back, I believe our last show, we were talking about Game 7 of the World Series, which was one of our final shows. Well, Game 7 of the World Series last year, Cleveland Indians hosting the Chicago Cubs. Winner will snap the city's losing streak in many fashions whatsoever. And the Chicago Cubs did it 108 years, a little bit late in my eyes. The Chicago Cubs come out victorious in Game 7 of the World Series to defeat the Cleveland Indians and win their first World Series title since a long time ago. So 108 years for that World Series title. And I also like to think of Chicago as a place, or the Chicago Cubs especially, where Boston Red Sox greats go to die as well. The Cubs this season, a little bit rocky to start things off here this year for the Chicago Cubs. You look at the front office with GM Theo Epstein, former Red Sox GM. You got Jed Hoyer, their CEO guy. He is also he's their GM. Theo Epstein, the president and CEO of the Cubs themselves. Also looking at a few players for the Chicago Cubs. David Ross, a catcher who's retired now. He was instrumental in the Red Sox World Series back in 2013. Also a big part of the Chicago Cubs World Series title in 2017 as well. John Lester, who was stout in the postseason for the Cubs this year, not so much, struggling to say the least. He is also a former Red Sox. John Lackey, a former Red Sox pitcher, was also coming out of the bullpen for the Red Sox in 2013. He was also on the Cubs last season, just to name a few guys as well. For the Chicago Cubs, not the White Sox. That is a whole nother ball of wax there in that respect. I almost said White Sox again. I don't know what's going on, but the Chicago Cubs winning their first World Series title in 2017, their first World Series title since early 1900s, 1908, I believe the last World Series title was for Chicago. And another big, another life-changing moment. One of those moments is going to be, where were you when this happened? Super Bowl 51, my New England Patriots coming out victorious over the Atlanta Falcons, who are down by the score 28-9 heading into the halftime locker room, winning 34-28 in overtime, largest comeback in Super Bowl history, thus leading Tom Brady to his fifth Super Bowl title and also four-time MVP of the Super Bowl as well. In a completely emotional, I was a wreck. I'm a huge New England Patriots fan. Yes, you can hate me for that, along with many other reasons, but I was just an emotional wreck for that Super Bowl game. I completely thought this is going to be horrible. When I saw the halftime score, I'm like, okay, this is it. I'm just going to get ridiculed the entire next day, and we'll just move on from that. Tom Brady, though, instrumental in that comeback. James White scoring the game-winning touchdown in overtime to give the Patriots their fifth Super Bowl in the Brady-Belichick era. Fifth Super Bowl ring for Tom Brady as well to go along with four MVPs. I was at Matt Gross's parents' house for that Super Bowl party, and after a while I started changing up the mojo. I switched where I was sitting, which way I was wearing my hat, whether it was forwards or backwards. Even after halftime, took my jersey off, left it in the coat room, and then I was just slowly progressing back from where the TV was towards the back, towards the dining room, into the kitchen as well. Still could see where the game was going, but it was also it was a crazy moment when they went and tied up the game as well. Just absolutely crazy in every respect of trying to get the emotional of trying to get myself together. That was the problem itself. And the Patriots win the Super Bowl under, people kept talking about Deflategate and all that other stuff. Let's just put it all to bed. Tom Brady won the Super Bowl, plain and simple. Fifth Super Bowl for him, four-time MVP. Let's just move on from that. Another sports event that we missed, the NBA Finals, Golden State Warriors defeating the Cleveland Cavaliers 4-1. Not much of a basketball fan, but Golden State, after that great season they had 2 years ago, most wins in the regular season by any NBA team, kind of taking it down the drain and losing to the Golden State losing to the Cleveland Cavaliers in 2016, while 2017 was a bit of a redemption year as well. They went 16-1 in the regular, in the postseason. That lone loss coming to the Cleveland Cavaliers in the finals, while Kevin Durant, who jumped teams, signed in the offseason with from Oklahoma City to the Bay Area to Golden State, getting himself the NBA Finals champion, NBA Finals trophy, and thus leading to a championship for Golden State as well. Good for both sides. You know, the series now, just looking at it, in the last 3 years, the Golden State Warriors and the Cleveland Cavaliers, two trophies to the Warriors, one to the Cavaliers as well. I mean, I wouldn't want to see them go again, but if they did, I'd like to see Cleveland, you know, kind of even up the series at two championships apiece for both squads. In the Stanley Cup Finals, switching on over to the hockey side, I'm sure a lot of hockey fans out there listening right now. In the Stanley Cup Finals, the Pittsburgh Penguins defeated the Nashville Predators 4-2 in that series, and you got to give hats off to both teams. I mean, it was a great series for both. Nashville, coming out of the first round against the Minnesota Wild, just decimating them. It wasn't even pretty for the Wild to fall to the Nashville Predators. I mean, the Predators were just playing with their hair lit on fire, and they got all the way to the Stanley Cup Finals, their first Stanley Cup Finals appearance, and they've only been a team for more than 15 years, while the Pittsburgh Penguins have been in franchise for almost 50 years as well. I believe that was their 50th season, and they come out with back-to-back Stanley Cups. They won it last year, and they also won it this year as well. Back-to-back Stanley Cup titles for the Pittsburgh Penguins. Sidney Crosby, and arguably the best hockey players in the NHL, coming out with the MVP honors, the Conn Smythe Trophy for the Pittsburgh Penguins as well. Looking at some just overall, the Minnesota Twins getting off to a bit of an interesting start this year. Kind of a bit of a rough start. Then they slowly progressed here. You got some of those guys just kind of plugging away. Well, the Minnesota Twins did play earlier today, and they defeated the Tampa Bay Rays 10-6 this afternoon, with Eduardo Escobar having 3 hits, 3 RBIs. Brian Dozier and Ari Adrianza also had home runs. The Minnesota Twins ended a 3-game losing skid, but they still are just kind of hanging out there for that wild card spot, the second wild card spot, and that's what you kind of have to go for at this point to just kind of keep things going for them if they want to see the postseason. First time in a long time as well, probably since Target Field Open was the last time that they were even in the postseason a few years ago. That was 2011, I think it was, thus coming back from, you know, 100 lost seasons, and very close to 100 lost seasons last few years as well. Twins just kind of hanging out right now. You know, they have some guys there that can bash the ball, but it seems that those home runs are starting to tally up more than they are getting in runs themselves. You know, maybe want to get a few guys on. I mean, they're just throwing anybody at this point onto the field for them to have any success. That no-name pitching staff other than Irvin Santana. You know, they got a couple guys out there in the bullpen. They had one of the best closers in baseball, and traded him to the Washington Nationals, that being Brandon Kinsler, at the trading deadline. Not much for him on that respect to get back. The Twins just kind of hanging out right now. They just, at this point of the year, just need to be accumulating wins as the regular season starts to wind down. I mean, things are going to get very interesting here in these next couple of weeks. So the end of the regular season, just a few weeks away before we start talking about postseason baseball. While the Los Angeles Angels, they moved into a tie with the Angels with the win today for that second wild card spot. Angels is going to be very interesting to see how they end up in the end of the regular season. Looking at some other sports details, things just kind of going by. The Minnesota Lynx, still one of the top teams in the WNBA, just kind of cruising along, and things just keep moving along for them in that respect. I mean, they're probably on their way to another title in the regular season. Don't forget as well, I mean, NFL literally starts tomorrow. hard to believe that, well, it's about time. I will say that. I can't believe I said hard to believe. It's about time an NFL season started, and it has been a long while since we have a last football game. I mean, we all talked about it, the New England Patriots over the Atlanta Falcons in Super Bowl 51. Glad to see that they are going to be doing some things here in the next couple of weeks to keep things going in the right direction for football as well. Couple of games coming up here tomorrow as well. Couple of games in the NFL, that is, tomorrow night. New England Patriots, defending champions, open up the regular season against Kansas City at home. We're going to talk about that a little bit more coming up after we talk with DSU head football coach Josh Anderson, who will be coming into studio here in just a little while. Also bringing a few players, just a couple of guys coming our way here later on tonight. Also this week here on AM 1390, we had a little bit of Madison volleyball last night, as the Madison volleyball team fell to Sioux Falls Christian 3-1 yesterday. Madison volleyball, a great year last year, making it all the way to the finals against a fellow Dakota 12 conference opponent, that being Dakota Valley, falling against them. But a great run in the postseason for Madison. Also looking at, you know, Madison High School sports was extremely successful. Football bringing in another state championship, 11A state title, that is. Madison basketball, boys basketball, finishing as runner-ups in their respective class. And also the girls basketball team doing a great job to get into the state tournament. Madison wrestling got a few wrestlers onto the podium. Powerlifting did a great job as well. Boys tennis, Kevin Sean placed as the runner-up in the class, or in the Flight 1 finals, falling to a member of Sioux Falls Christian in the Flight 1 finals. Girls golf did a great job as well. Even boys golf making it to state, all reaching state. A great year for Madison sports as well. A couple other area schools getting themselves to the state tournament, including Comanegan football winning the Class 9A football title last year. A wonderful job by them as well. 6:28 currently our time. I mean, we're talking about some more games coming up here in the next couple of days right here on AM 1390, also on our sister station, that being Dakota's, being on Jammin' Country 103. We got Bridgewater Emory Ethan at Madison on Friday in boys in high school football. Top team in 11B, that being Bridgewater Emory Ethan, taking on the Madison Bulldogs, which is the top team in Class 11A. Those two teams will meet. We'll have that game for you right here on AM 1390, also available online at AmazingMadison.com. Over on our sister station, that being Jammin' Country 103, we got Hanson at Howard. Two very good teams. The Howard Tigers, the number two football team in Class 9A, coming up on Friday as well. That game will be on our sister station, Jammin' Country 103, and also online at AmazingMadison.com. Then coming up on Saturday, we're going to have some DSU football over on Jammin' Country 103. Dakota State University taking on Briarcliff this Saturday down in Sioux City, Iowa. We'll have that game for you. 1 p.m. kickoff on Jammin' Country 103, and also available online through the DSU sports page at AmazingMadison.com. We're going to take another break, 6:30 currently our time. Coming up next, we'll have DSU head football coach Josh Anderson joining us in studio, as this is Coach's Corner, live from the KJ Ames Studios in downtown Madison, where it is currently 6:30 on AM 1390.
At this very moment, a team of exceptional people are at work in Madison. Their skill and compassion make a difference in so many lives. They are the team of highly trained medical professionals at the Madison Regional Health System. From emergency and surgical services to rehabilitation, our team is here for you. For over a century, the Madison Regional Health System has been providing quality, cost-effective medical care close to home. Madison Regional Health, committed to quality medical practice and high ethical standards.
The big summer markdowns have arrived at Stan's in Madison. Take $10 off all men's silver lucky jeans and silver for women. Plus, Stan's has a table of silver brands 40 to 50% off. And right now, buy any three summer markdown items and get a fourth for free. It's perfect savings for back-to-school shopping and more at Stan's in downtown Madison.
Fashions that make a statement. Stan's men's and women's apparel.
Think about all the things that go into a home. work, time, and of course money. The last thing a person should worry about is electrical problems with their home. Trust the licensed, insured, and guaranteed service at Bob's Electric in Madison and Canova for all of your new or existing service upgrades, lighting, fixtures, and ceiling fans, farm, residential, and commercial service. 24-hour emergency service only at Bob's Electric. Call 1-800-475-3006 and talk to your friends at Bob's Electric. Bob's Electric, where friendly, dependable service is an assurance.
Bring your friends, bring your family to Stadium Sports Grill in downtown Madison. Stadium Sports Grill is 18 flat-screen TVs, so you never miss any of your favorite team's game action. Pool tables and a full menu of great food and your favorite cold beverage on tap. Stadium Sports Grill also has 50-cent wing Wednesdays from 5 to 10 p.m., a breakfast buffet on Saturday only, and starting September 7th, Stadium Sports Grill will have a tailgate bar every Sunday. Stadium Sports Grill, your home for great food, cold drinks, and your favorite sports team.
Trust your farming operation with the locally owned and operated Farmers Ag Center of Madison. With their state-of-the-art facility, Farmers Ag Center offers trusted advice when it comes to fertilizer, seed, and crop protection products. Area producers can expect accurate and timely advice, including efficient delivery and application of products during all seasons. Locally owned and operated Farmers Ag Center of Madison. The leaders in the field, the leaders in customer service. Proud to serve area farmers and proud to support area communities.
Your local Helena in Madison offers options for nearly every input used in production agriculture, including fertilizers, seeds from Wensman and NK, crop protections, agro-intelligent precision programs, and many other producer services. Their sales reps are knowledgeable experts and provide solutions that give growers the best return on investment, and their custom applications are safe, efficient, and make sure the job gets done right. Helena of Madison is proud to support area farmers. Give the folks at Helena a call today, 605-256-3973. Helena of Madison, people, products, knowledge.
.633 currently our time here on Dakota's Best, AM 1390. Also available online through AmazingMadison.com. It is Coach's Corner. We're now joined in studio with head coach for the Dakota State University Trojan football team, Josh Anderson. Coach, always glad to have you on the show.
Well, it's good to be here. I'm a little nervous today because we're in studio, so it feels a little more important.
It is a little bit more important. I mean, where I'm the one controlling everything, so if something, you know, blows up or something, I think this one's on me. But, you know, always good to have you here in studio. And, you know, your team's sitting at 1-1 on the season. You know, last week, a loss at the hands of St. Ambrose, 27-24. You know, just kind of, you got a couple of days off, and then you look back at this game as well. You know, just looking at the back of the game, now you've taken a moment to kind of take everything in. You know, just, you know, what were some things that you took away from that game as a whole?
Well, I'll get back to that. I guess first I should apologize to you because I came into that booth with guns blazing after that.
So. You know, I don't blame you at all. As soon as I saw you walk up the stairs, I'm like, okay, maybe two, maybe three questions max, because probably, you know, let cooler heads prevail in this situation. Yeah. But I completely understand, especially after, you know, that game against Briarcliff.
Yeah, you know, I was just super excited. I didn't swear on the radio, so
yes, this is always a positive. You know, yeah. keep the fines at a minimum for KJAM. That's always a great thing.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Taken away from that game, obviously St. Ambrose is a good team, and the things that we just didn't take into account are the fact that that was their first game. It was a home game. They're a top 25 team. You know, there's no doubt in my mind we're better than them, and we just flat out gave that game away. But that's the obvious stuff. The thing is. You know, they're tired of hitting themselves, and they're ready to hit somebody else. So they were super excited for the game, came out ready to go, and they were a young team, so they didn't care one bit. Probably didn't even play last year versus us, so had no idea, you know, about us in that aspect. And on top of that, just that being their first game, they've had months, not just a week. They had months to prepare. We had no game film on them because they had a new defensive coordinator. And so all those things played a little factor, and that's not an excuse. We just came in with poor attitudes. You know, we just thought we'd be able to roll in there, put up 50 more points and walk out of there with a victory and no big deal. And we just didn't play with that spark. And so, but the guys are aware of it. There's, you know, you're not going to see that again. That's the thing I talked to them about the last 3 years with the six wins is great, but we always seem to like give two of them away. And that was one. And I said, you know what, we got to end that. It has to end now. Can't be doing that. We have a tough schedule. We got number 15 rated Dickinson State on our schedule. We got Valley City, whom I've never beat. So they're always tough, and we get to go play them in North Dakota. Always enjoy that.
Always.
And it's loaded with sarcasm there, but you know, and the fact that Waldorf's a much better team, and our conference is tough. Presentation in Mayville. Mayville got us last year. I mean, there's no easy game, and so we've been having a real good week of practice. It's good to see the energy and excitement as far as, like, aggressiveness back in the boys again, like we had leading up to Dakota Wesleyan. We just, you know, we had a kind of a lazy, lackadaisical week of practice leading up to St. Ambrose, and, you know, we barked and barked and ran them and ran them and tried to get them going, but we just, you know, it just didn't work out, and you never want to lose, but it sure was a good learning experience. I can say that. So
yes, especially you have a, you know, an 8-hour bus ride from Davenport to Madison. Definitely take time to look back at some things and to adjust as well.
Yeah.
And in a couple of days of practice for your team here to prepare for Briarcliff coming up on Saturday, you know, just a couple of things, you know, any real adjustments, you know, things that you guys have been working on to prepare for this game on Saturday?
No, honestly, not really. Just a matter of getting some guys. We've got some guys that are hurt and may or may not be able to play. So we've got some younger guys stepping into some key roles, and getting them as many reps as possible is really, really good, because with the recruiting class, our scout teams are very talented and giving us some great looks. So, you know, obviously hats off to them. They've been supplying some great effort for the last few weeks. You know, the DW week, they did a great job versus St. Ambrose that week, you know, and we just didn't capitalize on varsity offense and defense. I thought our special teams, though, has been really been doing quite well. Hopefully that we can continue to keep that going. But, you know, as far as, like, any opponent we're going to play, Briarcliff or obviously here on for the rest of the schedule, it just doesn't matter who shows up. It absolutely does not matter. If we play the way we play, we stand to the best chance we can to win regardless. And so, you know, our guys know that. And I'm just looking forward to getting that sour stink off of us, that loss off of us, and get to Saturday and get back on the field and get after it. I know these guys are already excited about it. We've made the adjustments as far as what defense we're going to see. Really thankful to have two games to be able to break down and know exactly Absolutely. What we're going to face. So that's a really good key thing. In that aspect, it really truly is. You know what you're prepared for. And not only that, if they come out with something different, we know exactly what we need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just easier to prepare that way. So can't wait to get back in there and play. You're going to see a whole different team this coming Saturday.
Well, I mean, we definitely look forward to it as well. I mean, we got a couple guys waiting outside. I don't know why they just didn't, you know, come on in, like, you know, like they own the place. You know, we got Jacob Giles, Derek DeVries waiting outside as well. You know, want you to stick around because I got to get your opinion on we got the NFL starting tomorrow as well. You know, we were talking during the break about your Chicago Bears, how they're going to fare this season as well. I mean, how do you feel that they're going to fare out this year in the NFC?
Yeah, you know what? The Minnesota Vikings, the Green Bay Packers, those guys are probably the most upset about our last quarterback that we had with the Chicago Bears. I don't even want to say his name. I just don't even want to talk about it. You know, the Bears fans were super unhappy that he was there, and the Vikings and the Packers were just excited every year that you know, Jay Cutler was there.
The Jay Cutler.
So it's super exciting because now we actually stand a chance because somebody will be at the helm who actually cares and wants to win. And it's just so much better. There's actually hope on the horizon.
There's actually hope on the horizon. Well, I certainly will keep my eye on the Chicago Bears, mostly just, you know, when those two times each season when the Vikings, you know, take on the Bears and see how those things shape up.
Jacob and I were just having that discussion.
I bet.
Walking off the practice field. Now, listen, he's going to come in here and deny that he's a Bears fan, but it's not true.
It's not true. Well, yeah. They need to come in here real quick if we can flag them down really quick and have them come in studio. Jacob Giles, senior quarterback, and also Derek DeVries will be joining us here momentarily as Coach Anderson kind of, you know, gives them a wave real quick. Guys, we want to thank you for coming on in. I know we've had you on in the past. I'll give you a second to get you all settled in and everything. Derek DeVries and Jacob Giles joining us here on Coach's Corner Live here from the KJAM studios. Guys, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedules to come on in and speak with us as well.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely. You know, I got to talk to you guys a little bit during media day few weeks back. You know, at this point in the season, you know, you guys are kind of the leaders on the field, I would say, in my certain from my eyes and my perspective as well. You know, you guys are 1-1 on the season. You know, just you get an offensive defense on both sides of the ball. You know, just looking at the start of your guys' season, you know, just how expectations have kind of set in your eyes as you've gotten to two games here through the season.
Well, I guess basically it's definitely we've had our ups and downs with two games going 1-1, but there are some positives, there are some negatives, so you just got to take those negatives and basically learn from them and hopefully put together a good game this week.
Yeah, especially what Jake was going off. Off losses, that's where you learn most about the team, what you're doing good, what you're doing bad, and like he said, you just got to keep doing what we're doing and learn from your mistakes and move on in the next game.
Yeah, I knew we head into this game against Briarcliff coming up on Saturday. You know, just you got in a few days of practice under for you guys kind of getting some things together, just kind of put things together heading against Briarcliff. You know, Jake, on the offensive side, you know, just kind of is the real goal, just kind of trying to stay consistent for your team for the offense as they head into this game against Briarcliff.
Yeah, definitely. With it still being early in the season, we're still trying to get everything fixed up and just play the best that we can play. We're not really worried about what other team we're facing. We're just trying to worry about what we're doing and doing what we do the best that we can do it.
And Derek, you know, on the defensive side as well, you know, a few new players making their strides on the defensive side to start off the year. You know, with you being the senior guy on the defensive side, you know, what are some things that, you know, the defense is really trying to stay consistent about as we head into the third game of the year?
Like you said, we got a lot of new guys coming in. With our defense, it takes a few games to all buy in and communicate with each other every single down. We still have a lot of improving to do as a defense, but I think we are improving, especially from week one to week two.
And I also want to talk to you about one particular individual on the defensive side. Coach Greg Rolk is a guy who's always been in my ear about trying to get on the coach's show and everything. He's always got something to say. I feel like he would be a guy, you stick a microphone in his face, he'd just kind of clamor up and just, you know, be very quiet. And so, you know, from your experience the last couple of years with Coach Rolk as well, you know, he seems to be a guy that's very boisterous on the field. Is that fair to say as well?
Oh, yeah. He likes to bring the energy.
And, guys, you know, just one final thing for both of you guys. You know, you guys head into your final year here with Dakota State. You know, just looking back at all the moments, you know, are there a couple that just kind of stick out for you guys, you know, as overall experience, players, moments? You know, what are just a couple of things that stand out in your mind here being a member of the Trojan football team?
Honestly, for me, haven't really sat down and thought about that. In season, we're always worried about that next game. But I guess the first one that comes to my mind is just the Dakota Wesleyan game this year and having that be what some might call the biggest game in DSU history, just being able to play with it. I guess that'd be the only one at this point that comes to my mind. I'm sure once the season is over, looking back, there's going to be a lot more that come to mind.
Absolutely. Derek?
Yeah, mine would definitely be beating Dakota Wesleyan 2 years in a row. That was huge. Very exciting.
Well, guys, we definitely would thank you for coming in, taking your time. I don't think you guys should just leave quite yet. We still got one more segment to go through. We've got our NFL picks, and I just so happen to have a couple of sheets here for you guys to fill out as well, just free will. You don't have to pick all of them. Just, you know, give me your best opinions coming up. We still got a couple more minutes to work with here on Coach's Corner. We're going to take another quick break. When we come back, we're going to have our NFL Week 1 pick segment coming up. Here is Dakota's Best AM 1390. 6:45 is currently our time. This is Coach's Corner live from the KJAM studios.
Mustang Seed, your proven leader with proven performance for over 53 years. Providing top-notch service that area producers have come to expect, Mustang Seeds provides the service and products to maximize yields and quality harvest. Mustang Seeds is the best choice for having your farming operations succeed. Contact your seed expert today at Mustang Seeds, 605-256-6529, or online at MustangSeeds.com.
You can count on our seeds year after year, planting your future, Mustang Seeds.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in seed technology, as well as plant protection and nutrition. Wilbur Ellis, located in Chester, South Dakota, providing AsGrow and DeKalb brands, various field applications, and local plot data, can provide you with expert advice for your acres. Grow smart and reduce loss. Let Wilbur Ellis address your challenges. Contact your Wilbur Ellis representative at 489-2171. At Wilbur Ellis, they never stop looking ahead.
How fun would it be if you could magically turn a $20 bill into a $50 bill? Well, listen up, because your credit union is about to show you how. In the month of September, withdraw cash from any Dakota Land Federal Credit Union Advantage ATM, and a random number of users will receive a $50 bill instead of a $20. Thousands of dollars will be given away, and you too might magically be a winner. Check out DakotaLandFCU.com to find a convenient Dakota Land ATM location near you.
Did you know that the quality of a first calf heifer's colostrum is considerably less than that of a cow? For this reason, that second ScourGuard 4KC vaccine is especially important. This shot needs to be given 2 to 3 weeks prior to calving in both heifers and cows to boost the quality and antibody content of the colostrum they'll produce. Twin Lakes Animal Clinic and the Howard Animal Clinic know that producing that healthy calf starts long before it actually hits the ground. Stop in with any pre-calving questions you may have at Twin Lakes of Madison and the Howard Animal Clinic.
Back on Dakota's Best, AM 1390, KJAM, 647 currently our time. It is Coach's Corner, live from the KJAM studios in downtown Madison. We are back in studio with Dakota State Trojan football. We got head coach Josh Anderson, senior quarterback Jacob Giles, and also defensive back Derek DeVries joining us here in studio. Is our NFL Week 1 picks. Everybody did very quickly just pick their top teams that are going to come out with some wins here. Got a nice little office pool going here at the KJM Studios. Everybody chipping in money. My first year kind of running this whole thing and kind of putting in money, I decided to do the honor code. You know, just give me the money when you can. Yeah, that didn't really work out so much. I gotta get that mean streak going. Okay, so we're gonna dive on in here. Week 1 starting tomorrow night with the Kansas City Chiefs heading up to Foxborough with the New England Patriots celebrating that fifth Super Bowl trophy. We are gonna start off things here with Kansas City at New England. We're gonna start off with Derek. Who'd you pick in that game?
New England.
Of course, can't go wrong with New England. Jake?
New England.
New England as well. Coach Anderson, he definitely went with, he's making a last-minute decision. Wow. Just as it's happening, he's going Kansas City. Well, I'm going to go New England as well. Cannot go against my Patriots in every sense of the word. It was emotionally draining. We was talking about that earlier here on the show with that Super Bowl victory. Okay, we're going to a real barn burner this first game on Sunday. New England, or not New England, New York Jets taking on the Buffalo Bills in the Great White North that is Buffalo. Derek, who'd you pick in that one?
The Bills.
Bills in that one, Jake?
I got the Bills too.
And Coach Anderson also going with the Bills. I went with the Bills as well. I mean, you literally don't know who's going to be starting at quarterback there in that situation. It's literally like a five-sided quarter at this point. Who's going to be a coin flip on that one? Who's going to be starting at QB for that one? I mean, does anybody know who's going to be getting the starting nod there?
I honestly don't think it matters.
It doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter. Okay, next matchup. We got the Philadelphia Eagles at the Washington, quote-unquote, Redskins NFC East matchup there to start off. Derek, who'd you go with?
Washington.
Going with Washington. I like that. Jake?
I also went with Washington.
Okay. I went with the Eagles. Of course, you got Coach Anderson going with the Eagles as well. I represent Carson Wentz and DSU Pride. I think my father would probably disown me as well if I didn't go against Carson Wentz as well. Big fan of Carson in every sense. And my grandparents as well, they definitely would not be happy about that either. So we head to the next game, Oakland Raiders at Tennessee. A very interesting matchup, I think. It's still early in the year, but definitely a good game here, week one for both teams. Derek, who'd you go with?
The Raiders.
Going with the Raiders. Jake?
Raiders.
Raiders, baby. And Coach Anderson also went with the Raiders. That is a clean sweep. The silver and black, soon-to-be Las Vegas Raiders, taking that one against Tennessee. Good matchup there. Tampa Bay Buccaneers at Miami. Well, that game doesn't really matter because they're not going to be playing. I think week 9 is they're going to be playing that game. They both share a bye week, which is luckily enough with the impending weather from Hurricane Irma coming down to the Florida and South Beach area. So we'll just skip that one. Next one, we got Jacksonville at Houston. In Houston, that game is going to take place in Houston, as far as I know, from what I've heard. Jaguars at the Texans. Derek, who'd you go with?
Houston.
Got to do it for Houston. Jake?
Houston.
That is a clean sweep once again. Houston taking it. Of course, I mean, just the craziness that's happened to Houston here in the last couple of weeks, and also J.J. Watt. The original goal was, I think it was $200,000, over $20 million, probably still climbing as we speak, over $20 million raised for the efforts from Hurricane Harvey in the Houston area. Next one, we got Arizona at Detroit. I don't know really what else to say about this game. Derek, who'd you go with?
I went with the Lions.
Went the Lions, okay. Jake?
I went with Cardinals.
You went with the Cardinals, okay.
Coach, I went with the Cardinals just because Coach Miller likes the Lions.
Coach Anderson going with the Cardinals as well. I went with the Lions as well. I don't know why. I just for some reason, just go with the Lions. Maybe the NFC North will hold up this week. Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. It's still early in the year. Lions, I mean, I kind of went off the bases, too. They got new uniforms coming out this year. I'm a big uniform guy. That's just me. Next one, we got the NFC champion Atlanta Falcons at the Chicago Bears. I think we know who Coach Anderson went with that one. Derek, who'd you go with?
Atlanta.
You went with Atlanta? Jake?
Falcons, without a doubt.
Absolutely. And I also went with the Falcons. I thought you guys might have been, you know, a little bit of peer pressure there from a coach there to take the Bears, but smart move. Smart move. I went with the Falcons in that one as well. We all know Coach Anderson went with his Chicago Bears. Next matchup, this another good one here. Baltimore at Cincinnati. This game playing in Cincinnati as well. Derek, who'd you go with?
I'm going with the Bengals.
Going with the Bengals, Jake?
I'm going with the Bengals, too.
Okay, and Coach Anderson went with the Bengals. For some reason, I decided to go with the Ravens. I don't know why, just because I know that Joe Flacco's really banged up, and he's probably not seen all that much playing time since said injury. I just kind of went with the fact that Ryan Mallett, a former Tom Brady flunky, is going to be getting the starting nod there. Got a couple boys on the Ravens that I'm also big fans of. So I went the Ravens in that one, and I know that Coach Glover is going to be happy about that choice as well. He's a big Ravens fan. Next one, we got ourselves Pittsburgh Steelers at the Cleveland Browns. Another interesting matchup, this one in the AFC North. Derek, who'd you go with?
Steelers.
Went with Steeler Nation. Jake?
Steelers.
Went with Steelers as well. Coach Anderson went with the good old Cleveland Browns. Last year and a half, it has been the time of Cleveland. I don't think the Browns are going to hold up so well this season. I went with the Steelers as well. I mean, it's the Steelers. I mean, they could play with half a team and half of Ben Roethlisberger, and they'll still be able to beat the Browns as well. Next game, we got the Indianapolis Colts at the Los Angeles Rams. Still weird to say the Los Angeles Rams are always – I mean, they were originally Los Angeles, and then they moved to St. Louis. Now they're back in L.A. I don't know. Derek, who'd you go with in that one?
The Rams.
Went with the Rams. Jake?
Rams.
Went with the Rams. Coach Anderson also went with the Rams.
That's how it was when I was younger. So, you know,
of course. And now it feels comfortable for you, but for a younger generation, such as myself and also with Jake and Derek here, things are a little bit weird. I'm sure Preston Nordling happy about the fact that we went with the Rams well. Big Rams fan, Coach Nordling happy about that. Next one, and always a good matchup with these two teams, Seattle Seahawks and the Green Bay Packers from Lambeau Field. Derek, who'd you go?
I'm going with the better defense in Seattle.
I like it. I like it.
I'm going to go with the home team and go with the Packers.
Okay, okay. Coach Anderson?
It hurts, but I'm picking the Packers.
You're going with the Pack as well. I chose the Pack even though I have Seattle's defense on my fantasy team. I think I rested them that week. I could be wrong. I like to be proven wrong in any sense of the way just to, you know, kind of keep me level-headed as well. So I went with the Green Bay Packers as well. Another one, we got Carolina heading out west, taking on the San Francisco 49ers. I'm just going to go out on a ledge here. Maybe some of us, if not all of us, went with Carolina in this one.
No,
this is not a safe assumption. Coach Anderson going with San Francisco.
It's a dark horse
first week. You got to learn what your team's strengths are or not. But Jacob, myself, and also Derek, we went with Carolina as well.
I think you forgot Joe Montana's not playing anymore.
This isn't the Bill Walsh Niners at Candlestick anymore. This is from the big denim store at Levi Stadium or whatever that stadium is. The Sunday night game, got the New York Giants at the Dallas Cowboys in Jerryland. Derek, who'd you go with?
Zeke's playing, so I'm going with the Cowboys.
There you go, Zeke, baby.
Cowboys.
Cowboys as well. Coach Anderson also went with the Dallas Cowboys. So did I. I'm sure there's a lot of people dancing in the streets here about Zeke playing week one from that six-game suspension that went kaput just like that. Monday night game, we got ourselves a doubleheader for the Monday night games. New Orleans at the Minnesota Vikings, the return of the prodigal one, that is Adrian Peterson. My dad's been handing me about this for the last couple of weeks. What my opinion is, Derek, who'd you go with?
I shunted left, and I'm going with the Vikings.
Going with the Vikings, Jake?
Going with the Vikings.
Coach Anderson going with the Vikings as well. I know my dad is literally going to call me here as soon as I get off the air. I went with the New Orleans Saints. I just don't get it with Sam Bradford. Never been a fan of him ever since he came out of college. He always beat my Mizzou Tigers when he was at Oklahoma. Then he gets hurt all the time when he's bouncing around, and now he's just good old Charlie Checkdown with the Vikings. Should be starting my boy Case Keenum, but that's a whole nother ball of wax. I went with New Orleans, and again, I like to be proven wrong. I'd like to see the Vikings just come out and play with their hair on fire. And also, they're going to be having Randy Moss inducted into their Ring of Honor as well, so that'll be something to keep our eye on as well. And final game, Los Angeles Chargers. Now, that's weird to say. Los Angeles Chargers at the Denver Broncos AFC West matchup. Derek, who'd you go with?
The defense with the Broncos.
Okay, went with the Broncos, Jake?
Broncos.
Well, Broncos as well. I went with the Chargers. Coach Anderson also went with the Chargers. I just don't see. I mean, yes, the better defense at Mile High Stadium with the Broncos. I think, you know, just Phillip Rivers is one of those guys that just kind of digs at you, and he can dink and dunk you. He's just one of those guys that death by a thousand cuts, as I like to say. He's just a guy who's going to try and get his yards and, who knows, maybe end up with a couple touchdowns and a win as well. That is our NFL Week 1 picks. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming on the show tonight. And also, best of luck to you guys. I'm sure we'll be talking here in the next couple of days, and we'll also talk to you at the Briarcliff coming up this Saturday. Dakota State at Briarcliff down in Sioux City, Iowa. We'll have the game for you over on our sister station, that Jam and Country 103, 1 p.m. kickoff. We'll bring in the pregame show starting about 12:40 on FM 103. It's a couple minutes left here, guys. We want to thank you so much for coming on. Best of luck to you the rest of the way this season as we just wrap things up here. Got a couple minutes left. You know, it was a bit of an interesting start here to Coach's Corner. The return of it as well. I'm sure we'll have a couple more of you guys come on here as the season progresses. Coach Anderson, always welcome here anytime. You guys as well, especially here for the picks that we have towards the end of every show. Seems like the entire coaching staff wants to come on as well as too. I mean, we maybe have to have a whole show of just DSU football. Try to mix it up here as best we can. Right now, 6:58, currently our time. Don't forget, coming up next week as well, we'll have Coach's Corner again live here from the KJM Studios in downtown Madison. We'll let you know who's going to be coming on next week as well as we start to wrap things up here. Currently our time, 6:58, and we got just a little over a minute of time left. Beautiful weather here these next couple of days as we start to wrap things up. Don't forget as well, you can be sure to listen to Madison High School football on Friday night. A great game going to be happening here in the area. Bridgewater Emory Ethan taking on the Bulldogs. Number one team in 11B, that being Bridgewater Emory Ethan, taking on the number one team in 11A, that being the Madison Bulldogs. Kickoff at 7 p.m. here on AM 1390. And also the Bulldog video stream available online at AmazingMadison.com. As we just wrapping things up, don't forget as well, over on our sister station on Friday night as well, Hanson at Howard. That game will be kicking off 7 p.m. on FM 103 with the audio stream available online at AmazingMadison.com. Big thank you to everybody who came in tonight. Rob Graham, Madison Girls High School tennis coach, joining us here in studio. Coach Anderson, along with Jacob Giles and Derek DeVries from Dakota State University Trojan football, joining us here in studio as well. Big thank you to all of our sponsors and our listeners. Just remember, don't forget to listen next week here on Dakota's Best AM 1390. This is Coach's Corner live from the KJAM studios.
Thanks for listening to Coach's Corner on Dakota's Best AM 1390 and at AmazingMadison.com. Tune in next Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m. for Coach's Corner on KJAM.
the Washington Lofts in Madison. With immediate openings for two-bedroom lofts, just call 480-0599.